Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. My Sister's Secret Affair with My Husband is a contemporary romance novel by Ella Amafa and part of the Her Marriage in Crisis series. The book focuses on a marriage pushed to the edge by emotional betrayal, family entanglement, and the collapse of trust between spouses. Centered on a billionaire marriage in crisis framework, it uses familiar romance tropes such as arranged marriage, a secret involving the heroine's sister, surprise pregnancy, and a groveling hero who must earn a second chance. The story is positioned less as a conventional infidelity plot than as an emotionally charged relationship drama, with the tension coming from secrets, shifting loyalties, and the painful gap between what the characters appear to be and what they truly feel. Its purpose is to deliver high-angst romantic fiction that leads toward reconciliation and a happy ending, while exploring how betrayal reshapes identity, desire, and forgiveness within a family-centered conflict. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, marriage in crisis as an emotional, not just physical, betrayal. The novel builds its central conflict around a marriage that is already unstable before the most painful revelation emerges, rather than relying only on overt cheating. It emphasizes emotional betrayal, secrecy, and the humiliation of discovering that intimate loyalty has shifted within the family circle. This makes the conflict more psychologically layered than a simple affair plot. The heroine is forced to reinterpret ordinary marital behavior, from late nights to emotional distance, as evidence of a deeper fracture. That structure matters because it turns the domestic setting into a space of suspense, where every interaction may conceal another layer of dishonesty. The book also uses the crisis format to show how trust can be damaged, even when the relationship still contains attachment and history. This is a key reason the story appeals to readers of angst-heavy romance. The pain is not only about romance lost, but about a home, family structure, and personal self-worth breaking at once. The crisis becomes a test of whether love can survive after truth destroys the illusion of security. Secondly, the sister as a source of maximum personal conflict. One of the book's most distinctive features is its use of the heroine's sister as the other woman, which intensifies the emotional stakes far beyond a standard romance rivalry. A sibling betrayal creates a double wound. The heroine loses faith in her husband and in a core family relationship at the same time. That combination is more devastating than betrayal by a stranger, because it attacks both romantic and familial trust, two structures that normally support each other. The plot device is effective in this genre because it makes the conflict feel invasive and inescapable. The heroine cannot simply cut one person off without also confronting the collapse of family boundaries. This setup also amplifies humiliation, since the betrayal happens inside the private space where loyalty is expected to be strongest. The book uses that pressure to generate both suspense and moral judgment, forcing the reader to weigh whether any reconciliation can be credible after such a violation. In a marriage in crisis romance, the sister angle is not just sensational, it is the mechanism that raises the emotional cost of every choice the characters make. Thirdly, arranged marriage and the fragility of forced intimacy. The story's arranged marriage foundation gives the romance a built-in tension between obligation and affection. Because the union is not portrayed as an effortless love match, the book can explore how people behave when commitment exists before emotional security does. That is important in a second chance structure, since the characters are not simply deciding whether to reunite after a breakup. They are deciding whether a marriage that began under constrained circumstances can become real love after betrayal. The arranged marriage frame also helps explain the heroine's vulnerability. In such relationships, love may develop alongside uncertainty, and that uncertainty makes every sign of rejection feel larger. The husband's dismissive attitude, combined with his emotional investment elsewhere, reveals how fragile the relationship has always been beneath its formal status. This creates a useful contrast between external stability and internal decay. For readers, the appeal lies in seeing how a marriage that may have started without full romantic consent is tested by the harshest possible emotional trial. The trope allows the novel to move beyond chemistry alone and examine whether commitment has enough substance to survive hardship. Fourthly, groveling and redemption as the structural payoff. And the book follows a familiar but effective romance structure in which the male lead must earn forgiveness through visible remorse and sustained effort. The groveling hero trope matters because it answers the emotional asymmetry created by betrayal if the heroine has been hurt. The narrative must demonstrate why she should ever trust him again. In this kind of story, redemption is not granted by attraction alone. It depends on accountability, patience, and the willingness to suffer consequences. That gives the plot a moral spine, since the hero's growth becomes as important as the couple's chemistry. The book also benefits from making the reconciliation process active rather than immediate. readers of crisis romance typically expect the wronged partner to regain power. And the Groveling arc provides that balance by forcing the hero into a subordinate position until he proves change. Because the story is a second-chance romance, the redemption arc is essential to making the ending satisfying rather than abrupt. It turns the conclusion into an earned resolution, where healing is treated as a process instead of a declaration. Lastly, high-angst billionaire romance with a happy ending promise. The billionaire romance element gives the story scale, status contrast, and heightened dramatic pressure, but it is not the main source of emotional meaning. Instead, wealth functions as a backdrop that intensifies the marriage crisis by surrounding it with social expectation, power, and visibility. That setting supports the sense that the heroine is trapped inside a life that looks successful from the outside while collapsing privately. It also fits the series' style, which blends luxury with emotional injury to create a highly readable tension pattern. The promise of a happy ending is equally important because it reframes the pain as temporary and makes the suffering part of a recovery arc rather than a tragic endpoint. In this genre, readers want the conflict to be severe enough to feel real but structured enough to allow redemption. This book delivers on that contract by combining betrayal, family drama, and emotional reversal with a final resolution that restores romantic order. Its distinction lies in how it uses familiar billionaire romance ingredients to serve an unusually sharp family betrayal plot rather than a purely glamorous love story. In conclusion, this book will appeal most to readers who actively seek emotionally intense contemporary romance with betrayal, reconciliation, and a strong groveling payoff. It is especially suited to fans of marriage and crisis stories, second-chance romance, and family-driven drama, where the conflict comes from both romantic and personal relationships collapsing at once. Readers who enjoy high-angst plots will find the story effective because it keeps the emotional stakes concentrated rather than diffused. The heroine must confront her husband, her sister, and the meaning of her marriage all at the same time. A sister-centered betrayal, and a clear redemption arc that aims for a satisfying HEA. Instead of using wealth as the main attraction, the novel uses it to heighten the sense of exposure and pressure inside the relationship. For readers who want dramatic tension, emotional repair, and a structured forgiveness arc, this book offers a focused version of the genre's core appeal. If you would like to support Ella Amafa, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.